The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, big day on Capitol Hill today, as you've been hearing in the news, and we've been talking about this for weeks, really. But let's find out exactly how this is all going to play out. Joining us right now, ABC News Capitol Hill correspondent John Parkinson. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So what happens at 1 o'clock this afternoon?
Well, the House and Senate will meet for a joint session in the House chamber. Today is normally a ceremonial affair where they just count the votes from the Electoral College on the slates that have already been certified by all the states. But, you know, President Trump is pressuring the vice president to overturn these results. He insists he's got the power to do so, even though he doesn't. And there's a lot of pressure on Pence right now to try and perform for the president, even though the vice president has signaled that he intends to carry out his constitutional duty.
As you say, this is a pretty straightforward process to certify the results of the election of the president. It looks like Arizona is probably the first state that's going to be contested. Others may be as well, right?
That's right. So you have to have both a member of the House and a member of the Senate object to a slate of electors. And we do expect Arizona to be the first one. We're also looking at Pennsylvania and Georgia to both have members from the House and Senate clear objections that will cause 2 hours of debate on each objection. And then that's followed by a roll call vote in each chamber. It needs to pass in order to overturn the slate of electors. We don't expect that to happen in either the House or the Senate for any states. And then also, it looks like Republicans in the House could object to results from Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada. But it doesn't seem like right now any Senate Republicans are going to join those objections. One thing about Wisconsin, for example, is when they go in alphabetical order and they start tallying up the Electoral College, Wisconsin will come after Biden has cleared the threshold 270 to be elected president. And so I think at that point they're saying, look, this thing is over. We can't change it. So that's one reason we're hearing why there may not be a Senate match for Wisconsin.
This is likely to go on for several hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about three states having objectors from both chambers, that would lead to 2 hours of debate. And with COVID, right now in the House, they're voting in small groups of only 72 members. So they have like seven or eight waves of votes, and it usually takes over an hour for each roll call vote in the House. So just doing the math there, if it's only three states, it's going to drag on, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And if you had all six states, if they went straight through, it would go on into Thursday morning. So at the end of the day, we do expect Joe Biden to be elected president of the United States. We expect him to take the oath on January 20th. And right now, everything that Donald Trump is trying to do about this is not going to have an impact on that.
The president tweeted in the wee hours of this morning, if Vice President Mike Pence comes through for us, we'll win the presidency. Many states, the president tweets, want to decertify the mistake they made in certifying incorrect and even fraudulent numbers in a process not approved by their state legislatures, which it must be. Mike can send it back. Now, that's unprecedented. That hasn't been done before, has it?
No, it's not been done. And, you know, the vice president and the president are really at odds behind closed doors here. You know, sources are telling ABC News that the president is really furious with Pence. They did meet yesterday in the Oval Office to discuss this. And the New York Times and ABC both reported that the vice president told President Trump that he simply doesn't have this power. And then the president came out with a long statement and said that that was fake news. He said that Pence never told him that, and he insisted, you know, that Pence has the power to act. Every constitutional expert that we've spoke to insists that the vice president doesn't have the power. He's there as a ceremonial role as the president of the Senate, and it's really up to the House and Senate to object to these themselves and try to overturn the results. And right now, there simply aren't the votes to change the game in the end of the day.
Going to be fascinating to watch this all play out today, that's for sure. Thanks so much for the insight, John. Appreciate your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Paul. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.